That's what builds confidence in home cooks, when they learn and they find that they can actually make things themselves and do it their own way. And I love when that happens. That makes me really happy as an author and as a cook.
That's Nick Sharma, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Nick Sharma is the writer, photographer, and recipe developer behind A Brown Table, an award-winning blog that has garnered best ofs from multiple publications, in addition to the International Association of Culinary Professions. His weekly column, A Brown Kitchen, appears in the San Francisco Chronicle, and he's also written for numerous food magazines. He joins us to talk about his new cookbook, Season: Big Flavors, Beautiful Food. Nick, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me here today, Dan.
At the end of the introduction to your book, you write that seasoning is more than just a way to achieve flavor in the food we eat. It represents our desire to connect with our past, present, and future. It tells our story. So tell us a bit about your story and how it led up to writing this cookbook.
Yeah, so one of the things when I decided to write the book, I really wanted to tell my story, what it was to be an immigrant. You know, I was born in India, I was brought up there, and I moved to America. I lived in Cincinnati, Ohio, then lived in D.C., and now in California. And so I kind of wanted to talk about this. Those were the seasons that changed my life. And they started to take a central role in the food that I started to cook and create at home. And so I felt that this is the season, or rather the seasons, that I wanted to talk about in a cookbook. And that is what I tried to do.
You know, most people, and I want to talk about those recipes in just a moment and how you've blended, you know, these cultures. But I wanted to compliment you on the photography, because most people who put together cookbooks have to turn to someone else to do the photography. But you've done your own photography, and the results, I have to say, are evocative and beautiful. So tell us about your photographic style. How did you approach making these pictures?
So it's true what you're saying, that a lot of cookbook authors do not get the opportunity to photograph their own cookbooks. And I was really fortunate and even lucky just to get a chance to do that with my first book. One of the things that I wanted to do was always showcase food, the ingredients, and the process of cooking in a central spotlight, if you will. I always think about these three things as a ballerina on stage who's dancing, and then the focus is only on her, and everything else falls to the side. So that is something that is reflected in my entire book when it comes to the food photographs. And of course, then there was a travel component, because I kind of wanted also to showcase the different parts of my life and kind of give people a taste for what I had seen and grown up and experienced. So there are photos from Bombay in India, in Goa, as well as then America. So I just wanted people to connect through photos and also enjoy them. And so that's what I've tried to do with the book, and hopefully that comes across well.
Well, describe this book for us. How have you organized the book and the recipes there?
Okay, so the book is organized in a very simple manner, as I feel most home cooks would look into a cookbook and search for recipes. So I've divided them into appetizers or small bites. There's a section for drinks, a section for desserts, a section for seafood, vegetables and grains, salads and soups. And so it's very straightforward. If you're looking for something of a particular nature to cook, you open the book and that's how you find it. I've also included three special sections in the book. Two are technical for home cooks to develop flavors in the kitchen and have fun with those flavors and how to bring them into their dishes at home. And then there was something really special in the book that I wanted to do, was to create a spice glossary. So it's a bunch of macro photographs, which I feel will hopefully make home cooks much more confident when they go to stores and look for ingredients that they're not familiar with. Because I always feel a photograph is much more powerful to remember. You can look at a spice if you're not familiar with it, and now you can, and once you have that photo with you, you can go ahead and take it to a store, or you remember it, hopefully, and you can buy the spice without having to ask for help.
Well, talk to us more about flavor, because obviously part of what this book is all about is a blending of flavors and a blending of cultures, in that you've combined food that you knew and grew up with in India with your experiences as an immigrant to America. So give us an example of a recipe in the book that would demonstrate how you've combined flavors to create something new.
Sure. I always think of food as being something dynamic. It's never static. And I've been traveling so much when I moved to the country that to America, and there were all these cool and new exciting ingredients that were all around me. There were people from different countries who were already living here, like the Italians, the Greeks. And I was experiencing all these flavors and these different dishes that were new to me. And when I tried to replicate them at home, I started introducing things that I was familiar with. So in a way, I was again connecting my past, present, and my future in through food. For example, if you take a look at one of the dishes in the book, it's the Bombay frittata. Now, frittata is a dish that I, for the first time, tasted when I moved to Ohio. I lived in Cincinnati. And the way I made it my own was to add spices that I was familiar with in India. So I used a very common mixed seasoning called garam masala, which is used in Indian cooking. And then I added a little bit of paneer, which is a type of cottage cheese that's made by curdling milk, and added that into the dish. And you get this beautiful texture from the eggs, which is just like an Italian frittata. But at the same time, it's got these flavors from India. And these are things that I've experienced here as well as back in India. And so it's coming together through food.
And we've talked a bit about how this book is organized, but let's talk a little bit sure. how you imagine a cook will use this book and how they would approach this book to get, you know, the most of what you hope they'll get out of it.
The main thing I want a home cook to walk away from this book is to get confidence. I want home cooks to be more confident in the kitchen. I don't want them to get frightened about spices and ingredients, because at the end of the day, in this book, most of the spices are available in your kitchens. You can easily find them at grocery stores. I'm using stuff like chili peppers, you know, cumin flakes, coriander seeds, which are now really commonplace in most places. The book also has a section at the back where I've tried to make it a little bit helpful for people who live far out. They can access different resources and point them in the right direction to buy spices. The other thing is, I want people also to look at a recipe as a framework, not as a hard and fast rule. You know, it's great if you use the recipe, but eventually I want you to make it your own. Add your own ingredients to it. Add your own flavors that you really love and make it your own. And I think that's what builds confidence in home cooks, when they learn and they find that they can actually make things themselves and do it their own way. And I love when that happens. That makes me really happy as an author and as a cook.
Now, some people may know you from your blog, but for those who don't, tell us about your blog.
So I started a food blog a couple of years ago. It's been about 6 to 7 years now. It's called A Brown Table, which I write photographs and I test the recipes myself. And then I also write a food column for the San Francisco Chronicle, which is, again, a recipe-based food column that I also write and photograph. And the food is all centered about flavor, and that's something that I'm really passionate about at the end of the day, the pursuit of flavor for home cooks.
Well, Nick, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Well, thank you for having me over, Dan. It was great talking to you.
Nick Sharma's cookbook is Season, Big Flavors, Beautiful Food. You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. On Facebook, you'll find us at KPR Conversations. That's all one word. You can use the KPR app to listen on your phone or tablet. And you can sign up for the Conversations podcast on iTunes. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.